Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. So we are back with another guest, and this time I'm so excited to introduce this very special guest that we have on and this topic for today. And the topic is numerical psychology, enhancing work and personal life connections. So in this podcast, our holistic therapist and numerical psychologist of Illuminations, Ms. Zara Materiosyan, talks about how our date of birth is a sacred code that has information about our personality and our default settings and built-in software based on which we see the world and how we communicate, what we want, what throws us off balance, and even what our limiting beliefs are. So I am so excited to just dive in and pick our brains. And I'm so sure that you guys are going to learn so much from this particular podcast. So let's dive in. So welcome, 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 Zara. It's such Thank a pleasure you. To have you here.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
So Zara, let's just get straight to the point. All right. So numerical psychology, what is that?
It's a relatively new modality that's been around for around maybe 5-7 years. And it was channeled by Dr. Zanat Kazamzharov. He is from Kazakhstan.
Okay.
So mostly it started spreading like a wildfire, really, but in the Russian-speaking community. So in Russia, in other countries where they speak Russian. And this modality brings together numerology, Raja Yoga, which is the science of disciplining one's mind and one's body. And it explains us how to transcend our ego, how to become a better person, how to change the program that we were born with, and harmonize our life, our relationships, as you mentioned, at work, in our personal life, pretty much everywhere. And it's a fascinating modality. I've been doing this for the past 3 years. And it helped me a lot in my personal life, improving relationships with everyone around. But most importantly, it helped me to understand myself.
Yeah. So when it comes to numerical psychology, and you said it's very similar to numerology, right? So what exactly does it do? And what does it tell you about yourself? Could you walk us through that a little bit?
Basically, when we are born on a certain day, it's never a coincidence. Even when a baby is born through a C-section, it's, you know, in this world, we say nothing is a coincidence. So we are born in a specific day because we have certain tasks that we need to complete during this life. And when we are born with a specific program that obviously corresponds to that day, that program helps us to complete those tasks.
Yeah.
That program, we call it ego vector, we call it ego program, I call it default settings because I'm a tech person, the metaphors, as you know. But just like with any software, we are not just resting on our laurels, saying, you know what, the universe or God, whatever you prefer to believe in, created me this way. These are my negative sides. These are my positive sides. You have to accept me the way I am. Because the trick is that, yes, the universe has created you in a such a way, and you do have positive and negative manifestations. But our job, the job of every single person, is actually upgrade our software. And by upgrading it, by getting out of the program, or in other words, by transcending our ego, we become better.
So, in a nutshell, you're just to summarize, you're saying that we come with a default setting. Yes. So we are a certain kind of way. And our ultimate goal is to basically upgrade ourselves. And every number that we are assigned to has a particular way of upgrading, or a particular blueprint, or a particular guideline of upgrading. And then we do it in that way. So numerical psychology allows us to, or gives us the guideline in how we can upgrade.
Yes, that's exactly that. There are 9 numbers and there are combinations. There are different parameters that influence us. It's not just the day of birth, but it's also the mission, which is obviously, as you can judge by the name, very much connected to our life purpose. There is also the matrix, which are our qualities, the competences we are born with. And depending on your date of birth, a numerical psychologist can give you a step-by-step guide on how to upgrade your software or on how to transcend your ego. Because the ego lives in our subconscious mind, and the ego doesn't really know what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. It's the gut feeling. And sometimes we tend to say that, oh, the gut feeling is something good. And quite often it is.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between intuition, that connotation of the gut feeling, and the program that just whispers in your ear and tells you, no, don't do this and or don't do that. Because we are most of the time when we are, I like to call it dancing to the flute of our ego, we are like sleepwalking. We are not aware. And what numerical psychology helps you to understand is how to get out of that program, get out of the subconscious mind, and leave your mind consciously, being aware of your traits, being aware of your triggers, your strengths, the way you communicate, mm-hmm. the way you divide people, or what pretext you divide people, yeah. because we all live in a society on this planet, on Earth. You know, there are of course reclusive people, but most of us, we thrive through communicating with other human beings.
Yeah.
And even how and with whom we communicate
yeah.
is predesigned by our numbers. So,
interesting.
And when we don't communicate with people that our ego disapproves, and it all happens subconsciously, so we are not aware, we lose so many opportunities. But because the universe, the creator, they speak to us mm-hmm. through other people. They send us opportunities, and they also send us lessons to other people. So when we disregard at least half of the population because our ego just whispers in our ear, we just miss so many fantastic opportunities.
So it's like that saying where they say that there are certain qualities that you can only develop when you go through shit. You know, and because that is exactly the opposite of what the ego wants.
The thing is, when we are born, we have to upgrade that software. You know, when we buy a phone or a computer, we have to upgrade the software because otherwise the device, the hardware will stop working. That's why Apple or Android, they nudge us to upgrade mm-hmm. the software. We have to do it. We really don't have a choice. The same applies to us. Now, there are 2 options. You can either upgrade your software voluntarily through learning, through self-development, through growing spiritually, or if you are so stubborn and you keep missing the hints from the universe, you will have to go through a crisis.
Cool.
And needless to say that each of us will go through a crisis differently, depending again on our numbers, on what we cherish the most as per our ego, but we will have to upgrade it anyway.
Mm.
So the question is here to the audience, to everyone, whether you want to do it in a harsh way through crisis or you want to do it voluntarily, nicely.
So tell us a little bit more about how do we know what number we are?
There are different parameters. The first parameter is called consciousness number, and it's the day of birth.
So the day that you are born.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're born, for example, on 29th, How do we calculate the day of birth? Any number, no matter how large, can always be reduced to a number from 1 to 9.
Okay.
So there are only 9 numbers that we consider in numerical psychology. Behind each number, there is a governing planet.
Yeah.
29, so 2 plus 9 equals 11. 1 plus 1 equals 2. So a person born on 29th day of any month has consciousness number 2. And that's the first and the most basic parameter. Consciousness number is what we want, what our ego wants.
Mm-hmm.
So subconsciously, we will live our life wanting something that this number dictates.
Interesting. So give us an example, okay? If you can, I know we have like 9 numbers, but if we can just briefly touch base on each number. So what does number 1 tell you?
Number 1, so these are people born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th.
Yes.
Sorry, 28th. Day of any month.
Yeah.
These guys are kings and queens.
Okay.
So the way they communicate, they will communicate with those people that follow their rules, follow their orders, follow their laws. People that are loyal to them. And it may sound a little bit egoistic, superficial, because they are, in a sense, quite selfish, because they are kings and queens. However, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have leaders, because they are true leaders, especially when they're in a positive mindset. Now, each number can manifest positively and negatively. And our job, when we talk about the blueprint, I always say that step number 0, not even 1, but 0 is, even if you are still within your program, at least try to be in the positive mindset to manifest the positive qualities of your number. Number 2 are people born on the 2nd, 11th, 20th, and 29th. They are born diplomats and they are born psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
So if number 1 are kings or queens or presidents of the countries, number 2 would be the minister of foreign affairs.
Mm.
They are very, building relationships is extremely important to them. Number 3, yourself, people born on the 3rd, 12th, 21st, and 30th, fantastic at analysis, fantastic at giving instructions, born knowledge guru. So there is so much knowledge on the one hand and constant desire to get more and more, acquire more knowledge, acquire more diplomas on the one hand. But in negative mindset, you can manifest yourself as a know-it-all.
Mm.
No one can really teach you anything because you're already, a knowledge guru yourself. Number 3, they are great. Again, if we take that metaphor, they are like a ministry of internal affairs. They make sure that we follow the rules. Without them, we wouldn't be following the rules. Number 4 are rebels. They are the most creative, innovative. People born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, and 31st of any month.
You can really see it like a kingdom when you like explain it like that.
Yes. And moreover, what I love about numerical psychology, and we talked a little bit about it before, that you can apply this knowledge when putting teams.
Yeah.
Because people have different people, different numbers, they have different qualities. So you can put them together so they complement each other.
Yeah.
Because number 1, they are fantastic leaders, but they don't really like to work. Or, God forbid, they have to report to someone.
Yeah.
That's why there are so many people driving taxis, you know, being Uber drivers, because at least they have their own space. They are, kings of their own kingdoms.
Yes.
They don't have to report to anyone.
Yeah.
If you want a gatekeeper who will never let anyone to get to you as your PA, then hire number 1, because you will end up probably, especially if you have milder number, you will end up being your PA's PA. You know, there are certain logical rules that we can apply, whether it's at work whether it's in personal life, how do you approach a child who is different from you? Because you have your understanding of the world, your software, and this is how you perceive the world, but your child is completely different.
Wow.
You like order. In your case, this is true because you're number three. But if you have a child who has a consciousness number four, they live and thrive in chaos. They don't like, you know, everything being neat.
Yeah.
They can't work from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
They will feel down, or they will get depressed. They will lose the sense of purpose. If you are a six, people born on the 6th, 15th, and 24th of any day, you need to get enough sleep. Otherwise, you're cranky. And when they are cranky, everything else falls apart because they emanate a lot of love and they give a lot of love. And number six, by the way, they bring a lot of money and investment. So now I joke that whenever I meet a person with consciousness number six, I'm not a hugger, but I will hug them because they bring this energy of love and money.
So you mentioned number four being the rebels.
Yes.
Right? So they're the ones who try to break the rules, go out of the box, and that's there.
Against the government. That's why Fidel Castro, Lenin, these guys.
They're all number fours.
Yeah, they are number.
So what about number five?
Fives are super logical. They can feel cold on the surface, but deep down, they can be easily get hurt. That's why they try to protect themselves from others. They are not easily, it's not easy for them to open up. They have a tendency to hold grudges. That's why our basic recommendation for people with consciousness number five, so people born on the 5th, 14th, and 23rd day of any month, to open up their heart chakra. Because holding grudges is like taking poison.
Interesting. Interesting.
Poison that you wanted to give to someone else. But you take it yourself. They are fantastic at trade, at communication. Many of them are great teachers. A good example of a person with consciousness and mission number five is Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, because he brought together everything, communication, trade, sales, and also technology.
Yeah.
Usually number five are quite good with technology. Number six, as I mentioned, they are actually considered to be creator's favorites. They are the diamonds of the universe. That's why for parents out there that have kids born on the 6th, the 15th, and 24th, leave your kids alone. Don't think that they are lazy because they need to sleep or they need to get a nap during the day. They are creative, so make sure that they express their creativity, because very often we see, again, we are brought up by our caregivers, our parents and other family members and society. So naturally, they will want to impose their understanding of the world on us, which means that they can deprive us of our true essence, our qualities.
So number six are like the laid back.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense because I have a friend who's a number six, and I remember everyone would make fun of her saying like, oh, you're the laziest person that we know. But that is their quality.
That is their quality. They're not really here to work hard, as in like hard labor.
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, when they do work hard, they will start getting issues with their health.
Interesting.
Especially with the lower part of their body, maybe their legs or feet or something will go out of order.
And what is the reason for that? Is there a particular reason why that's the case?
Because they are here to just enjoy and to emanate joy, emanate love, emanate joy and bring love to other people. And they have this inner wisdom as well. That's why, by the way, how number three loves to study, unless they are nowhere else already.
Yeah.
Number six doesn't, because they are born with this inner wisdom. And inner wisdom gives this illusion that you don't really need to go and study anything because you already
know
how the world is, you know.
Gotcha.
So they may not be that keen on learning and studying, but needless to say, when something is not, when you don't want to do something, you have to get out of your comfort zone. to upgrade your software. By the way, speaking of comfort zone, comfort is extremely important for number six. And each number, in a sense, has to get out of their comfort zone to upgrade their software. But for number six, it's literally that. They have to stop pursuing comfort everywhere and start focusing more on creating comfort for others.
Wow. That's a shift in perspective that they want to. That comes with that number.
For any number, really, our job is to help other people thrive and achieve success through our qualities. But it's our ego that wouldn't let it happen. Because when egos clash, we quarrel, there is always drama. On the macro level, we have wars. Because at the end of the day, people who are pushing the buttons, they're also humans with ego. Some of them creating a lot of chaos and distraction because that's in their, also in their program.
And what about number seven?
Yes, you know, chaos and distraction. They are born yogis. They could be true geniuses when they are in the positive mindset, but in a negative mindset, there is a lot of chaos and distraction for themselves, for others, absent-mindedness. We call them aliens because they need a constant validation of their actions. So if you really want to, for number seven to open their heart, praise them, acknowledge their actions, validate their actions, because through that, they get the confirmation that whatever they're doing on this planet, in this society, is right.
Got you. And number eight?
Oh, without these guys, we would not work at all. Karmic number, Saturn is the planet in charge of us working hard. Number eight is all about working 24/7. Their mind never rests, even at night. They are very focused on material results. And they divide people on the pretext, whether people are rich or poor, successful, unsuccessful, bring results or don't bring results, work hard, don't work hard. So obviously each number has a certain pretext.
Yeah.
It's just, you know how it is. We can go for hours and talk about it. It's interesting because even the famous book Rich Dad Poor Dad was written by a person with consciousness number eight.
Wow.
So this is an example how we perceive the world in a certain way, then we write books about it, then other people with other consciousness number purchase those books, try to apply whatever we
and it doesn't
and it doesn't work.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the final number, which is number nine.
Yes, number nine, my favorite. little warriors, fiery because the governing planet is Mars. But there is a very, very given.
Yeah.
You know, we say that number nine will shove their help down your throat. Even if you don't want to get help from them, they will run after you and they will give, give, give. There is a trick because when number nine gives, they don't, or shall I say we don't do it for free because in the subconscious mind, what we are expecting is a reciprocation, is gratitude. So if you want to break number nine's heart, show ingratitude, be ungrateful, and then, and then we won't.
So you pretty much gave us a look through into everyone in this world based on their numbers. So with this little information that they have, how do you think we can apply this on our day-to-day lives?
Firstly, it's all about understanding yourself. We say in numerical psychology, we have a saying, take care of your own garden. Because we humans love giving unsolicited advice, recommendations.
Yes.
We are so wise and so clever when it comes to everyone else, but not us. And that's very logical and understandable because when we are in our ego, in our subconscious mind, we cannot be unbiased and objective.
Yeah.
So numerical psychology helps you to get out of that program and look at everything from the third person's perspective, as objectively and clear-mindedly as you can.
Yeah.
In obviously at each stage of your personal development.
Yeah.
So understanding yourself means you're paying attention.
Yeah.
I call it being both a lab researcher and a lab subject.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, I wouldn't understand, okay, why am I so upset when people don't say thank you?
Mm.
Now I know. It's in my ego. I'm number 9. So when people say thank you, for me, it's better than money. Mm. A testimonial from a client, for me, is worth much more than any money I can get from the client, right? In my mission number, I now understand why I tend to say no to people so much. Because it's my favorite word in my mission number. By the way, spoiler alert, I keep telling it to people so they understand. I'm a combination of Stalin and Hitler. And if I can walk this earth and, don't really cause a lot of harm to people around, so can you. Okay, it doesn't get any worse than that. So when you pay attention to how your ego manifests, what triggers you, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, you can really keep yourself at bay.
Yeah.
You can keep your emotions at bay, because emotions would drive us most of the time. But it has to be the other way around. Emotions are like these horses that drive us.
Yeah.
But we need to take control of our life.
100%. And I love, and what I absolutely love about this is the fact that it kind of gives you like a cheat code, you know, for those who don't like find it very hard to deal with their emotions or not very aware of why they do certain things. This pretty much gives you a cheat code of this is what your tendencies are and this is what you can do. Wow. I absolutely love this. And does this also help when it comes to relationships?
Absolutely.
And how?
Absolutely. It's interesting because very often when people listen to the description of a certain number, their number, they may not immediately resonate because of course their ego would be like, I'm not like that.
This is just like any other zodiac.
Exactly. I'm God's given. You know, when I did my first session back in the day as a client, and the guy told me, you know, you are just a terrible woman to be with. Like, who would be a man? Like, he needs to be such a sinner to end up being with someone like you.
Oh, my like, God.
Excuse me. I didn't say anything because, you know, but I was reading inside. What is he talking about? I'm God's gift.
To mankind.
To mankind, to any man. Any man should light a candle every single day if I'm with them, you know? And then, of course, I started reflecting and I realized what he meant. And of course, that's true. But I'm working on it. So, when it comes to relations, so when you listen about yourself, you may disregard it because your ego is like they're calling the shots again. But when you listen to the descriptions of your loved ones, that's when you connect the dots and you're like, huh. So the way this thing played for me in numerical psychology is when I was listening to the description of number 8, which is my dad, and it was like, oh my God, now I understand everything. I understand why he's been bringing my sister and I in this way. Yeah. Why is he, manifesting such and such qualities? And you just accept them. Because at the end of the day, if someone can accept a combination of Stalin and Hitler here, I can definitely accept anyone else around.
Yeah.
Another example that I love to share, I had a colleague with consciousness number 7, he's much younger. And when he came, when he joined our team, we couldn't see eye to eye. It was the first time when I couldn't find an approach and it would piss me off because he's so much younger and I'm so much smarter, of course, and all of that, you know? And I was to the point that it's either him or me. Someone has to go. We can't stand each other. And then I started learning this, numerical psychology, and I realized that he is a genius. Now, as a genius, when he comes to me with an idea, in my mission number, my first instinct, again, in my ego, in my subconscious mind, I'm not aware of it. Even though my dad used to tell me, your favorite word is no, you say no to everyone. And I was like, what is it? So he would come to me with an idea and my immediate reaction would be no.
Yeah.
But he's a seven. He needs recognition. He needs appraisal. He needs validation. So obviously he didn't like me. I didn't like him. I changed my tactics. So once I realized that he was a seven, I started praising him. And even if the idea, and first of all, I realized that about myself, that I just disregard any idea because this is my first instinct. So now whenever an opportunity comes my way, even though in my subconscious, I would want to say no, I step away, literally step away from the computer, take a few breaths, reflect on what this opportunity may mean to me. And then I say yes, because the immediate reaction would be no. And our relationship with my teammate has dramatically improved. He is a real genius, and I don't know what I would have done without him, to be honest. So these are the examples of my personal life of how you can utilize this information to make your life better and those around you.
Because I loved what you said. The word that you used was acceptance. Because when you really think about it, like a lot of the struggles that we have in life comes from the lack of acceptance of a lot of situations, like whether it's people or things that are in our control, not in our control. So just having this understanding of the natural wiring of someone, it makes it very easy to just accept them and not judge them.
Exactly.
You know, when you know that, okay, this is a number two and this is how they're wired. And if I'm a number three, you can easily change the perspective because there's like a okay, this is why. I love that.
And lack of acceptance, the root of lack of acceptance lies within our, this axiom in our head that the world operates the way we think it does. So based on our perception of the world, and the perception of the world obviously is connected to our ego.
Yeah.
So once we accept the fact that people are different, there is no such thing as common sense or common logic. Everyone has their own logic. Everyone has their own understanding of the world. We accept the fact that, yes, my truth is not the ultimate truth. The other person will have a different perspective, and that's okay.
Well, that was a lot of information, but very juicy information. So thank you so much, Zara, for joining me today. But before we end the episode, I would like you to share any last words for our viewers when it comes to numerical psychology or any tips or advice that you have for our viewers.
Raise your Kundalini energy, guys, because that's the most important currency you have. When you raise your Kundalini, you raise your energy level, you are more likely to be in the positive mindset. And the more positive you are, the more you are likely to get out of your program. And if you have any questions, you know where to find us.
So everyone, this is Zara. Zara is a hypnotherapist, regression therapist, numerical psychologist, and a life scripter and family constellation facilitator here at Illuminations. So if this is something that you want to dive into, know a lot more about yourself, why you are the way you are, and learn to transform yourself, upgrade yourself, and raise your Kundalini energy. She is the person that you need to go to, and you can find her at Illumination. So until next time, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.